Welcome to the Innkeepers Podcast. We're glad you found your way here.
And welcome to the Innkeepers Podcast. We are a podcast for innkeepers covering Hearthstone's fireside gatherings with insight and information we hope all of our fellow innkeepers find useful. My name is Avantes from Knoxville, Tennessee.
This is Ruth from Orlando, Florida.
And this is O'Leary from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada.
Coming up here on episode number 17 of the Innkeepers Podcast, we're going to talk about the 2017 World Championships going on right now. Hearthstone Championship Tour stops. Ben Reddington's got a Dungeon Run coloring book page. We're going to talk about Brandon. We're going to meet him in our Innkeeper Spotlight. And then we're finally going to get into some proper etiquette while you're visiting other taverns. And we're going to finish that up with a little tavern versus tavern update.
And don't forget, for all of your Hearthstone needs, make sure to check out the official Blizzard website, firesidegatherings.com. And on the subject of visiting other taverns, that's a great place to also find other fireside gatherings going on near you, maybe meet up with some other innkeepers. And also make sure to check out hsinnkeepers.com. There is a load of resources on there that are in resources created by innkeepers for innkeepers. And it's just a good little hub for all the pieces for you to make your fireside gathering unique.
And before we get too far into the show, we did want to take a little bit of time here and wish our buddy Ben Reddington a very happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Woo!
It's his birthday. So if you see him hanging around the Discord server, wish him a happy, happy.
All right. So I guess that brings us to the news. And we do have a hot tip submitted by our very own Marspad. If you are signing up for a Tavern Hero qualifier on the firesidegatherings.com webpage, the THQ campaign button may only appear after you have filled in the dates and venue address into the form. So if you're scrolling down the page looking for it before you've done that, you may not see it until you've put in your dates and you've put in your venue address. So don't freak out if it's not there. Fill in all the appropriate information and you should see the campaign button appear. Thank you for that information, Marspad. So, I hear there's a small tournament going on this weekend. You guys heard anything about it over in Amsterdam? Just a small one?
Same, so I didn't go.
I had to mow my lawn, so I wasn't able to jump off and head over to Amsterdam. But
right, you know, we can't all be bites. You know, just drop everything and hop on a plane.
Just go. So yeah, it's the HCT World Championship Tours Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 18th through the 21st. And they're kind of, you know, it's Amsterdam, so our time zones will vary. But if you're hardcore, 2:30, and I even know I didn't do the time zone difference. This is probably Eastern, but do the time difference. You figure out what time it is on in your area, and you can watch that probably on the Twitch stream, I'm guessing. But yeah, 4 days of Hearthstone tournaments.
Yeah, I think 2:30 a.m. is Pacific because Europe's only like 5 hours ahead of me, 6. So they're not going to start at like 8 a.m. So I think that's probably 2:30 a.m. Pacific. It should be it's going to be really fun. I'm really excited to see it, and it's going to just be, I like that they've switched it to like an annual thing rather than being at BlizzCon, because it means once that ends, it's really the kickoff of the 2018 season.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. The year kind of bothers me. It's kind of, I'm twitching on it when I see it at 2017. I'm like, is that a typo?
Yeah.
So, all right. So our top share of the week was from our very own birthday boy, Ben Reddington. He has created a Dungeon Run coloring page. So, you know, these... Go ahead, Valeria.
It's the feedback from completing all the dungeon runs from all the classes. And I wanted to highlight this post, not only because it's a great resource that, you know, is a highlight just on any given week for the Discord server, but Ben has been putting these out since the Discord started and sharing them with the community every expansion, even when Halloween rolled around. The card back that you got years ago, the Hallow's End card back, he did one for those, and it's basically a blank copy with the lines, the card back. And for Firesides, they're great, just, I call them passive activities, where it's, you know, people can just pick up and do it themselves. It's not something you necessarily need to be managing yourself, rather than supplying crayons and whatnot. So wanted to highlight that and just point it out as a resource that you can probably expect regular versions of, and definitely something that is a fun little addition to any Fireside.
Yeah, we give out the raffle tickets when people turn in their colored pages. They have to be fully colored, and yeah.
Oh, that's a good way to do it.
And then we tape them up on a wall somewhere, and you have an entire wall going. And we've always talked about the premise of actually having people vote on the best one, but we've never done that because they're all the best. So. All right, so Illyri, what happened last week? You had an event, and you were going to do your dungeon run.
Yes.
We talked about that. How did it go for you?
So it was honestly a lot of fun. There weren't as many people as I was expecting for the event, but I think it's because my last one was right after Nimsy, and we had over 80 people. So we still had 30 people, which was, it's still decent, honestly, for the community around here. And it was great because everyone was kind of started on the same level playing field. We had a tournament going, so before the tournament started, we, like, everyone was able to play in the dungeon run, so everyone got a little feel for it. And it was just really fun because it would end up being that two or three people were on, like, boss seven at the same time, and it was, like, as the innkeeper, I was going around and vocally, like, not yelling, but just being, like, who's on boss five, you know, kind of trying to bring up the hype around it a little bit, and people were really getting into it. And then when someone won, it was like, they won, and it was like this, it was a really fun activity for people. The one thing I did find, especially later on when the tournament was going and there was only maybe 10 people playing the dungeon run at the same time, I did the easier ones first, so druid and shaman, I think rogue, and then Hunter, and I was trying to ease into, like, the mages and the warriors, like, oh gosh, like, I still haven't defeated those myself. So as you're getting into the harder ones, my advice would be, don't let it go too long. Like, if you've been doing the same boss for half an hour, everyone's tried it a couple times, if no one is on a good run to defeat it, just go to a different class, because it just gets really disheartening if it's like that wall that no one can break through. Like, it's supposed to be fun. And I didn't repeat any classes. The whole thing was it would only be like one druid run, through the fireside. So it was great. I'm definitely going to do it again, especially because it's built into the game. And all I have to do is make sure people are aware I'm going to be starting it in a couple minutes. So any game they're in, they can finish and then yell out a class and it runs itself, basically. So it was really good. I'm very, very satisfied with that little side event.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing your insights. We're going to be doing those same thing on the 27th when we have our Tavern Hero qualifier. So we'll let you know how it works for us as well.
Yeah, awesome. I'm jealous you guys are running Tavern Hero qualifier so soon. I haven't scheduled mine yet. It probably might not be till March. I might only run one, so.
We're going to try to do five pretty quickly. There's some other taverns here in town that I'm going to try to get to step up and run Tavern Hero qualifiers, even if I have to go help them out, which is part of what I like doing as an innkeeper. So the more the merrier is how I see it. So if I can get my five done, then I can step off to the next one and do five at their location as well.
Yeah, very cool. I think Patrick's talking, but we can't hear you.
Yeah, it probably helps if my mic's not muted. Just one of those pro tips. One of those pro tips. I'm actually planning on running two events, two Tavern Hero qualifiers during season one. I'm going to run one here in my hometown of Knoxville. And then I'm going to actually travel about 100 miles south to Chattanooga. And I'm going to run a second one there for that community. And, you know, kind of like Root, I took some time last week and I went over and met with the innkeeper here in Knoxville who has recently started running events regularly. He's the general manager of a game shop here in town. And I went and sat down with him, and he and I talked about what's expected of him as an innkeeper to run a Tavern Hero qualifier, what Blizzard expects from him to run a Tavern Hero qualifier, and I just walked through all the steps with him. He's really excited about the possibility of starting to run Tavern Hero qualifier events at his venue. And so while we were there, we also kind of coordinated our schedule. I told him, I was like, I'm planning to run an event on this day and this day. And he's like, okay, then I'll run events on this day, this day, this day, this day, and avoid yours. I'm like, we'll cross promote. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're working together, and think it's gonna work out. I'm excited for, you know, the venue. I've got some other irons in the fire, which is why I'm only running two events this season. So I'm hoping, as Root said, Mateen, who is the other innkeeper, is going to step up and start running more events regularly, so I can kind of, you know, help him and run my events casually. So.
Yeah. But the question is, are they in the Discord server yet?
I don't know. I gave him the information. I sent it to him on Facebook and told him it would behoove him to join, that there was a lot of great people, and that, you know, we had 200 plus verified members from all over the globe. And so I don't know if he's joined up yet or not. I'll have to follow up with him.
Maybe once you get to taste for events, because it can be daunting, especially if you're new to it, just to be like, well, I don't know if I want to join the Discord. Like, I'm new. I don't know what's going on. What's this whole thing? So,
yeah, I just wanted to play Hearthstone, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's time to blow Marspad's mind.
I agree. So, one of the things you've probably...
Marspad is our number one fan. He is an innkeeper out in Calgary. He is devoted to our podcast and to the Hearthstone community as a whole. So, I don't know what this is. Avanti doesn't know what the prize is. Only Root knows.
So... one of the things I like making stuff for my tavern. I've got a 3D printer that's usually going. I brag about it, talk about it a lot here. And I recently picked up a little laser engraver. And not just for the tavern, but I decided to do some little token here. Let me switch over so I can see exactly what I'm showing here. One sec. Oh man, I'm going to be huge. Here we go. So I've got this this little token here. Give a sec for the camera to focus in on it. There we go. So it says, it says Innkeeper Podcast. It's really cool. And I've only made one of these so far. Look at that. This is the first one off the line.
Oh, wow.
So there you go, buddy. So, yep. I'll just need, you got to DM me your address, and I will put this in an envelope and ship it off to you. So you'll have your very first token. It's a token of our appreciation about how cool you are for the show. So
the pun there was like my favorite bit.
So.
Aww.
That's awesome.
There you go, my friend. Yeah.
All right. So I guess that brings us to our new innkeeper spotlight for the week, which is Brandon from Wichita, Kansas.
Yes. So this is our Innkeeper Spotlight for the week, as Avanti's just said. So what we like to do is just to highlight some of our new joins. We may get into some of our more established innkeepers, but for now I like to highlight some new people, make them feel welcomed into the community. So this is Brandon. He said, hello all, I've been meaning to join the network for a while now, been hiding in the shadows. I'm from Ben Reddington's neck of the woods, Wichita, Kansas.
Birthday,
I'm
Ben Reddington. Mentioned
in the podcast. I've been hosting Firesides over a month since October at a local gaming, once a month since October at a local gaming bar. First under their account, but now under my own, Wichita Casuals, which we've definitely heard of in the past, of people having run events for a company or a venue and branching out afterwards, running their own accounts, seeing the value in being their own individual innkeeper with their own tavern. So that's great. He says, I've been wanting to host them for about a year and Nemzy pushed me over the hump. Again, another thing that we've definitely come across and is a familiar thing in the Discord server, that Nemzy was that little push to get people organizing. He's a web designer and father of four who started playing Hearthstone during Gnomes, Goblins versus Gnomes. I only do casual events, which mostly focus around blackout bingo cards I create, which is, I love that side event. Bingo cards are fun. Trying to get people to build creative decks and with additional rules, such as you can't kill Lore Walker Cho. I also enjoy serving our community, making new friends and learning from others, and can't wait to share ideas with your network. This is like a golden example of many things with this member intro. So welcome, Brandon. Welcome to the
community. Met, Brandon.
Well met. Yes, sir.
Like, what do you use? Like, well met. The little member intros for people to become verified in the server are definitely one of my favorite things, because you really get a little snapshot into their Hearthstone situation, because it's different everywhere. So always fun to read.
All right. So I guess that brings us to our next topic, which is the 2018 HCT Tour Stops. So the Hearthstone Championship Tour will feature two different types of tour stops. You'll have Grand Prix and online to offline tournaments. The Grand Prix Tour Stops will include at least 128 players competing in either Swiss or double elimination format. Online to offline tournaments, as the name suggests, will begin with at least four 256 player online brackets that will eventually be narrowed down to a 16 player offline event. So our very own Aliri, it will be hosting EGLX. So why don't you tell us a little bit about whatever you can tell us at this point.
Oh, I can tell you everything. Well, most things. The official rule set isn't published. As kind of a heads up for other innkeepers, everything for a tour stop, if you end up running one, it has to be approved by Blizzard. So, and that includes the rule set. They need to read through it and approve it before it's published. So EGLX it's happening in Toronto in March. Marspad actually is planning on coming and admitting it for me, and trying to get Jules out from Toronto as well, trying to get another innkeeper to come admin, I really want to provide opportunities for other innkeepers. And if you are interested, take a look, because they have season one stops announced. And if there isn't one near you this season, just look throughout the year, because if you can find one happening near you or one that you can get to, it can be a really great opportunity if you're interested in pursuing esports at all as an innkeeper, or even just getting more tournament experience. It can be a really great piece or opportunity for exposure into that world of things. So I would definitely encourage any innkeeper interested to try and reach out to these events that are happening and seeing if you can become involved, because it's really fun stuff to be involved with. EGLX will be the first tour stop in North America and the first Grand Prix in the Americas. And it's in Canada, and I'm so happy. We don't get a whole lot up here. We get DreamHacks, and LAN ETS is a big LAN, but it's never had a major, which is what the term of a tour stop was before. So I'm just really excited to be having a really big event come to my country and to be involved and to be running it. It's just going to, it's like, I'm just really excited. So
that's awesome. It'll be a lot of,
yeah. And if anyone has questions about it, I'm happy to answer, you know, on the process as much as I can tell you. Because I think, like, there's just so many steps that you can take. Like, my esports career comes from running Hearthstone Firesides. And I've worked at BlizzCon. So there's a lot of things that you can get to if you want to. And so,
yeah,
always look for those opportunities, whether it's a tour stop or not. Even if it's just a big con or a LAN that's happening near you, try and get involved, because it's those little pieces of experience that will build up for you.
Yeah, so let's actually run down the list real quick of the tour stops. The first one will be HCT Germany, February 10th and the 11th. Obviously, that's going to be a European stop location. Then you're going to have Copa America Stop 1, which will be February 17th and 18th in the Americas. I don't know if they've announced where that's going to be yet.
I'm pretty sure.
It's where?
I think it's Brazil.
Brazil? Okay. Then you've got HCT Sydney, which is February 24th and 25th. That'll be your Asia Pacific region. And then there'll be another location in Europe that has yet to be announced in March, probably be that first weekend of March, if I had to guess. Yeah. And then, of course, O'Leary's EGLX will be taking place March 9th through the 11th, and that's in Toronto. And then HCT Bangkok will take place March 16th through the 18th. Again, that's your Asia Pacific. So if you were paying attention at home, in February, you've got Europe, America, Asia Pacific. In March, Europe, America, Asia Pacific. Weekend after weekend. Yeah, sense a pattern there. So, all right. So, Root, why don't you tell us about our next topic?
Well, right before we get into that, I just wanted to comment that we have more than ever a ton of stuff going on with esports and Hearthstone. We had one of our guys from Florida Fireside compete in one of these Copa tournaments just now, and it is a massive amount of people, 256 people in a tournament with double elimination, and it's just, it's amazing. And so a lot of people, but it requires a lot of patience. So I think he was doing an Overwatch tournament, but it's just amazing stuff that's coming out. So just keep your eye on what Blizzard is doing with esports, in particular with Hearthstone. And like Illyria said, now is the time to get brushed up and get your esports, you know, your big boy Blizzard pants is what I call them. Time to put those on and step up a little bit to this thing. So,
yeah, for sure. Yep.
So we do want to talk about the proper etiquette while visiting another tavern. So from time to time, we as innkeepers will have the opportunity to visit somebody else's tavern, another innkeeper's tavern. And there really is no official guideline from Blizzard that says what we as visiting innkeepers can or cannot do or how we should behave. But we kind of talked about it and we thought it might be something we should cover to talk about a little bit of basic proper etiquette while you visit another tavern. Like, there are things you just simply should not do. Number one, don't go in to try to recruit players for your own tavern. That's just bad form. You don't want to do it. You don't want to show up completely unannounced wearing your own tavern. Like, I'm not going to show up somewhere with the Florida Fireside logo, and I'm not going to do that. Don't bring if you have any swag from your own tavern, don't wear it. Do not belittle or talk bad about the tavern you're visiting. If yours is superior in a particular way, don't badmouth the one you're at. Don't be like, oh, this Wi-Fi here is the worst. Our Wi-Fi is 10 times faster. Who cares? You're not at your place. You're at theirs. Do not try to offer your unsolicited opinion unless it's something positive. Don't break them down. If you look at something and go, it could just irk you to the nth degree how somebody is doing something. Let it be. Let them do it. That's the way they're doing it. I have a hard time with that one personally. You just have to let it go.
Yeah. It's like a child. not that people are, like, those people aren't children. I mean, in terms of, like, if you have a child, they need to make mistakes in order to learn. That's the mentality I like to have behind it, is to, it doesn't always help to try and help.
that's a great point. It doesn't always. No, that's fantastic. Yeah. And lastly, I would say, do not assume you're going to be getting any kind of special privileges at somebody else's tavern just because you're a fellow innkeeper. It's not a guarantee that you're going to get anything special. To them, you're just another patron, and that's the role you should be assuming. So now that we got a couple of those do nots out of the way, let's talk about some of the do's, some of the stuff that I would go out of my way to make sure I did. Number one, I would let my fellow innkeeper know that I was coming to their venue, and I would try to get a green light for her. I would say, hey, if it's okay with you, I'd like to stop by your venue as a, what am I going to do? So I want to share why I'm visiting. I want to show up for some fun. I want to show up for a chance to play because I never get to play in my tournaments. I want to show up because I just want a little bit of a break from all the work that I do in my tavern, and I just want to enjoy Hearthstone with fellow people. So you want to share that reason with that your innkeeper as to why you're actually showing up. If you want to help, offer that ahead of time. By the way, I'm going to be in your area. You've got a tavern. I'd really like to help out. I see you're having an event on Friday. Do you need any extra help? If they say yes, fantastic. If they say no, fantastic. At least you've let them know. And remember, above all else, you are representing your tavern, Hearthstone, and Blizzard as a whole. So you're an ambassador. So no matter what you do in somebody else's tavern, it's going to reflect back on you, back on the game, and back on Blizzard as a company as a whole. Mm-hmm. Now, we asked some of the folks in the Fireside Chat channel in our Discord server what some of their do and do nots were. And here is what a few of them had to say. Birthday boy Ben Reddington said, he's from Wichita, Kansas, by the way. He says he introduces himself to the innkeeper if he doesn't know them. He just hangs out and tries to enjoy it. Doesn't try to judge, doesn't try to critique. He doesn't think what he would do differently. He just there to relax and play Hearthstone. He doesn't promote his events. He's just there as a guest. Larry, what's Bree have to say?
So Bree, she's from Portland, which is Oregon, I believe.
Yeah.
Oregon, I'm saying that.
Yeah.
She says, I just joined the fund, but I do announce that I am also an innkeeper, which is what I would do too, just because if you don't and it's found out, it could have like nefarious undertones. Like they could assume the worst when there really isn't anything bad about it. So, yeah,
it could be one of those things if you win to go, oh, but you're an innkeeper, so you must have something. So I see, yeah.
Well, I think if you hide it and then they find out, it looks worse than if you just tell them, you know? So because then it's like, oh, they're secretly judging me rather than like...
rather than openly judging? You're an innkeeper.
Yeah.
So Nunes from Brazil says, another innkeeper is going to be opening his tavern next to his. He would like to go, but he was in doubt as to how he would behave and be seen because most of the people who are going to go to that tavern probably know him. So it gives you, I think, if you're known in the area and you show up at somebody else's event, just like you were saying, Leary, your personality is going to be there ahead of time. They're going to go, oh, that's the guy from that other place. So that's the person from that other tavern. I wonder what they're doing here. So you do want to, you know, clear the air sometimes when we get to places, but let the other innkeeper, that is their tavern, let them do that air clearing for you. Mm-hmm. Mr. Avantes, I'm going to give you the first wall of text from Marspad.
All right. So Marspad from Calgary says, as Hearthstone communities grow, other innkeepers are bound to pop up. I think it is extremely critical for the health of the community that all innkeepers unite. A few things to do. Introduce yourself to the innkeeper and let them know who you are. Be humble or modest. Be positive. Be polite. Be patient. Be supportive. Promote their events by making announcements about their events at your firesides or in your community chat channels. If you see a new innkeeper struggling, ask them if there's anything you can do to help. A few do nots. Do not make the innkeeper feel uncomfortable or unwelcome. Do not take over the event or burn the new innkeeper at stake. That's usually a bad thing.
Yeah, no.
If you want to give them feedback, perhaps ask if they would like any. That way you can send it privately and not embarrass anyone. I've gone to about 5 different firesides over the past year, most in the Edmonton area, and I always make it a point to just have fun. Sometimes I don't even announce who I am, but it eventually comes up. Currently, in Calgary, I'm working with 2 up-and-coming innkeepers and feel like there's enough space for everyone. The more the merrier. I'm hoping that starting in February, I'll start doing Alberta infographics like the Schwinghammer does.
The Schwinghammer. So I like a lot of what he said there. One of the things is with, I mean, unless there's a lot of people running around Canada with no shoes on at this time of year, it's going to be kind of hard to hide, dude. I mean, you kind of got a thing with no shoes. It's like, that's a guy who doesn't wear any shoes. So.
He has them. He just doesn't keep them.
Maticus from Vancouver, British Columbia says, I take the opposite approach. I like to sneak in and slink in the back and just not announce my presence while wearing the innkeeper hoodie, of course.
Of course. You got to like throw the hood up and make sure this Hearthstone symbol seen and the innkeeper down the sleeve. And you're just sitting there like this, staring at him.
For those of you who don't know, the side of the hoodie says innkeeper. That's why Avanti says like that.
Oh, Maticus.
The Schwinghammer says he's from Lübeck, Germany, and he says he always contacts the innkeeper where he's visiting before going to an event.
Just let him know ahead of time that you're planning on coming. So, Eden Zamir from Israel states, being an innkeeper and having your own tavern is nice, but when you want to lead a community nation-wise, you have to look at the bigger picture. And in the bigger picture, there have to be more innkeepers than yourself, regardless of how talented you are.
And, yeah, and a lot of people are saying the same thing. We're just, you have to build a community.
That's right.
And if you build a community of innkeepers, then the whole community of Hearthstone thrives and survives, and that's the bigger goal we should all have. So totally, totally agree with that. And Aliri, Marspad had a little more to say. Could you wrap us up with what he has here?
Of course. He says, when I walked into the Apple event, so this is probably the one last week where he even found time to still drop into our podcast and watch it for a little bit. When I walked into the Apple event, almost every player that showed knew about the event because they found it on the Fireside site and had told everyone on Facebook. So as I walked in, the innkeeper had the most welcoming greeting. I instantly learned something new from him as he made me feel very welcome. He thanked me up and down for coming and helping. Sorry, phrasing. Members in the community helped him set up a challenge bracket and we had a blast. That is such a positive experience and we are now connected and discuss event dates and other Innkeeper Mojo over Facebook chat. Actually, it won't be long before these new innkeepers show up here. Ooh,
you're talking
about that.
The Discord, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Connecting with people and that's what the Discord service is. It's just connecting us, and whether it's the cool stuff that we're sharing or, you know, when announcements are made and we don't understand what format we need to use for tavern here qualifiers, because the wording, like, there's just such a resource in connecting and being connected, whether it's just you and one other person in your city or whether it's tapping into the global community we have in the Discord server.
Yeah. So the bottom line here is just be the guest you would want to have at your tavern, and everything should work out just fine. Keep open lines of communication and always do your best to represent the game that we all love to play, because that's what we are. We are ambassadors for Hearthstone and Blizzard Entertainment. So go out there, be the guest you would want to be. All right, so that brings us to our next and I think our final topic of the night, which is Discord power users and how to get the most out of Discord. So, O'Leary, why don't you tell us a little bit about these shortcuts that we can learn?
Sure. So, these directly apply to if you're joining the Discord server. We do have a couple of verification steps. So, one of those is to change your server nickname. Oh, wait, no, we already covered that. Nope, that's further down. I skipped ahead in the power notes.
Oh, no. So
first, server settings. the top left corner by server name is a down arrow. And if you go in there, you can play around with your notification settings. Now, our Discord server has, I don't want to guesstimate, about 20 channels or so. There's a few.
Probably more than that.
You'll scare them off. So we do have a lot of channels, but all the channels have a very specific purpose. So whether it's tournament planning, venue planning, or if you're just looking for side event or prizing ideas, they each have individual channels so that those conversations can be really efficient and effective and you can find the information easily. But you might not always want to be notified or pinged when conversations are happening in those channels because you might be more interested in just the updates and the announcements or just the podcast channel. So what you can do in your notification settings is you can mute what you get notified on. So you can make it so the only time you're notified is if someone posts an at everyone or at here, which is designed to notify everyone within a channel that has access to it. And also mobile push notifications. So you can turn them off. So if you're not online, you're not getting notified. Privacy settings, you can turn off direct messages from server members. Usually they are, I think the default is that they're turned on. But you can turn them off if you're wanting to not get direct messages from people in the server. You can change your nickname, which is one of the verification requests that we have, to include your location, because it creates a big sense of community with between us when we can say, like, oh, this person's from Austin, Texas, or from Auckland, New Zealand, or something like that. And you can hide your muted channels so that the ones that you see in the server are only the ones that you don't have muted. And you can leave the server, which I don't recommend ever doing. if you want to contact directly one of your fellow server members, you can control click on a username, and that way you can access their profile, you can message them, it allows you to mention them, you can add a note. There's a lot of different options within there that you can add a friend, you can block if you really need to. Discord really has a lot of options that you can have in terms of how you're using Discord. And if you ever have any questions at any time, we have a mod help channel in the server. So if you're having trouble muting a channel, or if you want to unmute some channels, you can just give us a ping in there and we'll be happy to help you figure anything out.
That's right. Root is the king of at here.
So at here is only going to talk about people who are out online and present in the room and their channel at that time.
Yeah.
So if, oh, really? If I needed,
I thought that it was anyone. Oh, I didn't know that actually.
Yeah. No. It's only people in the room. Yeah.
And who are online and present. So if I need some information quickly, yeah, I'm going to drop an ad here and there, and it's just people who are available. And you know, they'll get that notification. If it's something you don't want, we've already talked about it. If you go up to the top, hit that server option, go down, you can suppress those calls so you won't get pinged. That's when right. Someone does an add everyone or an add here, you won't get that notification. So I know, you know, some people like it, some people don't, some people overuse it, some people don't use it. The one of the things I love about Discord, it is completely customizable user experience. Mm-hmm. You get exactly what you want to get.
That's right.
There are plenty of servers that I'm on that I may be in like one day a week. One's like one day a month that I'm on. And so because of that, everything is muted. I don't want to hear anything else from them, but I don't want to constantly join and leave their server. So I just mute the entire server. I get nothing from them. I pop on the night that I need to be there. I join the voice channel, and great, I'm done. And when I leave, I don't hear from him. It's fantastic. It's a great relationship. I don't ever hear from him. So
yeah, there you go. So the big takeaway is, like you said, use at everyone sparingly.
Sparingly, yeah. I would use that one. That's going to get anybody who's on the server. And
whether they're online or not, it'll ping them if they're not. So, yeah.
And we'll continue to drop in some of these Discord hints and stuff. We'll cover like personal settings for another show. We'll cover some of the stuff like pinned messages and how to get them, what they mean. So we'll cover more stuff. You'll be a Discord champ before too long.
There you go. All right. We did have a question in, we did have a question in Twitch chat. It was from
KW Firesides.
Okay, from KW Firesides.
And I copied the name.
So they ask, is the official naming of THQ Season 1, Season 2, etc. versus in the past where they called it THQ Spring, THQ Summer, THQ Winter? The answer is yes. They have gone to this new naming convention of Season 1, Season 2, Season 3. And somewhere on the Fireside Gatherings page or on the Battle.net page, there is a blog post that talks about the new Challenger system. And in that blog post, there is an article or a graphic that shows Season 1 is these months, Season 2 is these months, Season 3 is these months. So you can go in and find that.
The bottom line is that it didn't fall in line with the seasons of our planet. And it just became a lot easier instead of saying first quarter, second quarter, because it may not align with quarters. So you have to look at how do you call these times so we can't align them with our actual physical planetary seasons, and we can't align them with physical planetary dates like quarters of a month. You end up calling it season because season sounds better than block, you know. So,
so all right.
I liked winter, spring, and summer because I would color code stuff and that way.
And yeah. then we got a message from Brandon in from Wichita in the Discord podcast chat. He said, I just got around to listening to the last episode of 2017. I listened to way too many podcasts, and you guys and gal were talking about your hopes for 2018. This got me thinking. It would be awesome if Blizzard gave full access to the whole card collection while you are attending a fireside. It would probably be a huge coding pain in the butt, but I think they would benefit greatly from it. After playing a deck that otherwise might be impossible, it might get free-to-play players a push to buy packs. For selfish reasons, it would make it easier for an innkeeper to create content knowing everyone would have access to all the cards. I believe it would also be enough of a reward for people to regularly attend their local firesides. For tournaments, maybe they could have a toggle to remove the additional cards. A lot of patrons come to our events with very little card collections and don't seem to have a very good time as they are getting their butts handed to them by someone who definitely has a card advantage. I usually let them use my device and teach them a deck or two, which they do enjoy, but I only have one account. Sorry for the novel, Brandon. So,
go ahead, Rick. Here's what I'll say right off the bat on that one, Brandon. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Appreciate that, and thanks for the question there. Dungeon runs, they do that. So that has already been answered by Blizzard. That is their answer to giving everybody cards that they can play with. It's called the dungeon run, because you don't use your decks, you use theirs. But at the same time, what we do in our tavern, because I'm the same way. I have the worst decks. I don't get a lot of cards, so I don't have a lot of cards. But what I do is I go to some of my top echelon players that I have in my tavern. I go up like the guy's name, I go to him and I'm like, hey, build me a deck, the best deck, most aggressive deck you can build out of the cards that I have. And then he will, and then I have a blast. I had a Face Hunter deck that still has a very high percent win rate, and it's fun to play. But, and I get more cards that way too, because I win. But I'm never going to be able to keep up to date with everybody else who has all the cards who are playing on a semi-pro level. There's no way I'm going to be able to do that. So I have to make the best of what I have. And the best way I can do that, you've already said, build a deck for somebody. Have someone build the best deck they can build and go. And now you tell them, hey, go do this. You'll get more cards. You can coach them on how to the best way they can get their cards, how to get the most gold, how to min-max their quests. There's a lot of things you can do. But the dungeon runs, that's going to be the choice. That is it. And as Illyri already said, we've got ways. Now we have coloring books. We have Illyri's the token challenge she's doing. There's all these cool things we can do now with the dungeon runs that eliminate the need to have a full deck of cards. And believe me, I'm one of the very few people who is not playing with a full deck of cards.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there. Oh, that was good. Alrighty. Well, I believe that's everything we have for you guys this week. So just a real...
Do we have a little tavern versus tavern update we were going to talk about?
Oh.
Oh, that's weekend with
Weaver? With Weaver. Weaver up there. So... yeah, he's got the folks from Blizzard showing up at his tavern this week, I believe.
That's right.
So he is, his tavern is up in the cave. They're the ones that won the Tavern versus Tavern in BlizzCon. And they have a sweet visit coming from Blizzard this week on the 20th, I believe. Might be next week. I was going to try to get up there. I don't think I'm going to be able to get up there for it. But we will be talking with him. To get even a more hands-on update from him about it and see what is going to be happening with Tavern versus Tavern 2018.
Ooh.
It's not going away. It can't go away. If you, you crown a champion 1 year, you got to be able to defend that title.
Right. I mean, like,
I owe him.
Supposed to take it from him.
There's a lot of people want to take it from. I don't know if I remember, if I mentioned last week, I did get to go visit the cave when I was in the Fairfax area.
Oh, yeah.
And,
Did you see Crookie? I did.
So it was really cool. When I first got to that location, he wasn't around, and I was a little bummed. I'm like, eh, well, you know what? I'm here. So I got some hours. My son and I played. We were playing some Diablo. And then the manager came up, and he's like, you know, from behind, he's like, Root, which surprised me a little bit. But I was like, yeah, you know? He's like, and he told me that Weave was on his way over, and if I was going to hang out, it'd be great. I was like, absolutely. So he showed up. He brought the trophy. I got to see the Hearthstone trophy. Oh, got to see all the signatures. I got to hold it. I'm like, this is really, really awesome. Yeah. And then flashing back to my life as a middle schooler in middle school. I guess that's where you're middle school, right? The physical location that the cave occupies today... 30 plus years ago when I was in middle school is where I got my haircut.
Like one time or like consistent?
No, that's where John was the name of my barber, and I went up and I saw Mr. John, and I could almost stand right where the barber chair was.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, it was crazy. And right across from him used to be a dental office, and now it's a restaurant. So... and the, wow. Oh, the strip mall has changed a lot. I had my first job in that strip mall. It was just bizarre.
Very nostalgic for you.
Yeah, very much. So everything had changed, but you could still kind of just see it through the mist of nostalgia, like what it used to be. But yeah. It's a lot cooler now that it's a cool land barcade. Not a barcade, but not even arcade. I don't think land center.
Land center.
It's so cool that they got a really cool thing going on there. So. If you're ever in the Washington, D.C. area, the Northern Virginia, Fairfax area, definitely stop by and check out the cave. So
cool.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Guys. So recapping episode 17, we talked about the new tour stops. We talked about Ben's Dungeon Run coloring page. We got to meet Brandon from Wichita, Kansas in our Innkeeper Spotlight. We talked about the proper etiquette for when you're visiting another innkeeper's tavern. And we just had our Tavern v Tavern update. So, Root, if people want to hear more from you each week, where can they find you?
Well, my dear friend, they can find me over at hearthcast.com, where I do a weekly podcast covering the Blizzard community. We just now entering our ninth year, Freckleface and I, of doing that
Congratulations.
Show.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's a lot. So it's a lot of fun. How's this way? It's always backwards. There's Mars. I'm gonna put it right on top of my name right there. Look at that. So but you can also find me online on the Twitters. I am at HearthcastRoot. Illyri, where can people find you online?
You can find me at on Twitter at Illyri, A-L-E-I-R-R-I. Avantes, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at AvantesHS, or you can find me every Wednesday night right here on Twitch, twitch.tv/ECMMOGamers, where I do the Hero Power Hearthstone podcast with my co-hosts Versica and Zerotio, who happened to join us in chat tonight, so it was good to see him.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, so you can find me there every week. Don't forget, as we mentioned earlier in the show, if you haven't done so, make sure you join the Innkeeper Discord if you are an innkeeper, because the resources there are global. And make sure you check out hsinkeepers.com for all these great innkeeper created events and promotions. Lots of fun stuff to do at your firesides besides just play Hearthstone. Or you can always check out the official Blizzard resource, which is resources.firesidegatherings.com. As we close the show this week, we want to thank everyone for joining us in chat, and we want to thank all of our listeners at home. So thank you for joining us, and we will see you all again next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Innkeepers Podcast. For all sorts of Hearthstone community-related goodness, check out hsinkeepers.com. Ah, come on now. Are you just roping me along?